解决纠纷难道只能打官司？不用那么麻烦，上您传授三字诀 ADR 诉讼外纷争解决机制，像是邻居纷争、消费争议、劳资问题或甚至医疗纠纷，都可以利用 ADR 来解决，程序简单有效率，并且不用花大钱，方便、快速又和谐。遇到纠纷选择 ADR， 不必打官司，让你省时又省钱。
以上广告由司法院提供。
Hello， 同情家族，欢迎收听 Look Back Sunday。在这个节目 ，John 老师会汇整过去不同国家与主题的热门跟读文章，让你可以在15分钟内吸收最精华的世界时事趣闻。Let's get right to it。
Water-stressed India seeks a tap for every home. The pipes are laid, the taps installed, and the village tank is under construction, all promising signs that come spring, Gurja Ariwar will get water at her doorstep and finally shed a lifelong burden. I go out and put the jerry cans in the queue at around 5 a.m. and wait there with the children. Ariwa, a mother of three, who lives in the central Indian state of Madhya Pradesh, said about her routine of fetching from the village hand pump. Sometimes it could take 5 or 6 hours. I have to stay there because if I leave, someone else moves ahead. India, one of the world's most water-stressed countries, is halfway through an ambitious drive to provide clean tap water by 2024 to all of the roughly 192 million households across its 600,000 villages. About 18,000 government engineers are overseeing the $50 billion undertaking, which includes hundreds of thousands of contractors and laborers who are laying more than 2.5 million miles of pipe. The project has a powerful champion in Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who has slashed through India's notorious red tape and pushed aside thorny political divisions to see it through. His success thus far helps explain his dominance over the country's political landscape. Modi has remained popular despite a weak economy and a bungled initial response to the coronavirus that left hundreds of thousands dead. He has increasingly relied on communal politics, continuing to consolidate a Hindu nationalist base he has worked for decades to rally. But the mission to deliver water to every household combines two of Modi's political strengths: his grasp of the day-to-day problems of hundreds of millions of Indians poor, and his penchant for ambitious solutions. Modi, who grew up in a poor village, has spoken emotionally about his own mother's hardship in fetching water. About 1/6 of India's households had a clean water tap when the program called Jal Jeevan Mission began in 2019. Now almost half have one. You rarely have the strife from government, the head of state, and it is well funded. Behind the concept, there is budget, said Nicholas Osbert, who leads the UNICEF Water and Sanitation Unit in India. All social sectors were impacted by COVID. Not this one. This one was preserved. The country's water problem speaks to the mismatch between its global economic ambitions and the dire conditions of much of its 1.4 billion population, 2/3 of whom still live in rural areas.
Next article. Typhoon-less year brings water shortage in fall and winter. Most years, Taiwan is hit by typhoons during the summer and fall, but we have yet to see a typhoon this year. This unusual situation has put pressure on water supply levels in reservoirs around Taiwan. Due to global warming, the typhoons generated in the Pacific Ocean this year have all moved northward, bypassing Taiwan. Although successive fronts and afternoon showers have brought rainfall, it was only fragmented, covering limited areas, and did little to replenish reservoirs. As a result, the reservoir storage this year is lower than in previous years. According to the Water Resource Agency, as of 2 p.m. yesterday, the Shimen Reservoir's water storage was 44% of capacity. The Feichui Reservoir's was 62.3%, and the Zhengwen Reservoir's was 31.3%. Two of the three major water reservoirs have less than 50% of their water storage capacity. In order to prepare for demand for water next year, the government has decided to implement three measures to control water usage. Firstly, starting from last Wednesday, night water pressure in the Taoyuan, Xingzhu, and Miaoli areas was to be lowered from 11 p.m. through to 5 a.m. the following day. Secondly, the irrigation of some areas of Taoyuan, Xingzhu, and Miaoli was to be suspended, and farmers affected by the measures will receive government compensation. Thirdly, the Ministry of Economic Affairs is setting up a central drought response center to better respond to the crisis and to distribute water resources according to needs. Taiwanese are advised to take water-saving measures. Next article.
Gel-like ice is the lightest form of water ever discovered. The frosty cubes we pull from our freezers are just one of the 17 possible types of ice, and an 18th type isn't far from being made real. Hexagonal ice and the occasional cubic ice in our upper atmosphere are the only two forms that occur naturally on Earth. Other ices might be found on exoplanets or in the atmospheres of the outer planets. Under atmospheric pressure or higher, water molecules get squeezed and freeze into a solid denser than normal ice. But when the pressure drops below this, water molecules become a less dense, lightweight crystal that's more air than molecule, like an icy candy floss. So far, we only know of two kinds of low-density ice, space fullerenes and zeolitic ices. But lighter ice structures hadn't been spotted until now. Masakazu Matsumoto at Okayama University in Japan and his team played molecular Jenga to find this new type of ice, removing and reconfiguring existing zeolitic ice structures to make them lighter. They found more than 300 different nanoscale structures through computer simulations.
Good job, and thanks for tuning in. 想要收听更多过去的跟读单元以及节目，欢迎到我们官网 www.15mins.today。有兴趣 John 老师以及其他资深英语老师对谈的节目，记得周末也要回来收听我们同情学英语。Catch you in the next one.